you know, there's only so many things we could possibly do.
Yeah.
And so we've got someone now who's kind of slicing it down to little chunks.
No pun intended.
You got me.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.
All right, Chartered New Haven Pizza Show, episode 43. We are back in the studio. It's Kevin Begley, Frank Zabski.
4-3, baby, 4-3.
4-3. We got lots to go over. We got lots to cover in the pizza world. There's a lot happening. It feels like we always say this, but I feel like there's more pizza stories and pizza news and pizza events every time we record podcast.
I think we were talking to Melissa, who does one of the morning shows.
Yeah,
and she's like, you know, I can't believe you guys have so much content for pizza and this and that. And yeah, I mean, there's something always happening.
Always. I save it in my email, or people send me, you know, stuff on Instagram, and I'm like, I'm saving this for the next episode, saving this. So there's not a shortage of pizza content. And also the All About New Haven Pizza Facebook group that you started, there's always content on there too.
Always.
And I want to start there because there's a meme. I guess it's a meme. It's a photo that you created that I think is really funny and really good. And you actually texted it to me first to see, like, you know, is this cool to post? Like, what I'm trying to get a feel for this is. And I actually think it's great. And if you haven't seen it, go to the All About New Haven Pizza Facebook page. And charred too. Here it is right here. You probably can't read it on the camera, but there's Frank. And it's actually well made. And it says, does it really matter who has the best pizza? Enjoy the freaking pizza you like. Make memories. Support your local pizzeria. Fantastic message. Now, how did this come about? Were you just like sitting around one day and thought of this? Like, how did this happen?
Well, if I'm going to be honest, you know, there's obviously a campaign going around in Connecticut and, you know, taunting other states about...
All right, New Jersey and New York.
Yeah, and like... I get it. That's cool. And it's kind of fun. But it kind of like, I was grown up to be humble. Mm. You know, regardless of what I do, what I don't do, how much money I make, how much money I don't, you know, how much successful I am. And not me personally, just in general.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, if you got something really good, you don't really have to tell people because they're going to know.
Yeah, you let the pizza do the talking.
And so, you know, that was kind of the inspiration, to be honest with you, for what I wrote.
Yeah.
I get it. It's cool. But I think, you know, it doesn't really matter who's the best pizza or your best pizza, meaning your best pizza is what's good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And we talk about a lot what you grew up with.
Right.
So, you know, whatever you grew up eating, that could be just the pizza down the street or the pizza from that your family made. Maybe your family made pizza when you were growing up and that's what you like, or it's the local pizzeria, or you grew up in New Haven and you like the New Haven pizza, or you like New York or whatever. I think it's always where you grew up. You know, whatever your neighborhood kid, whatever you ate as a kid on Friday nights is usually what people like.
Eric Church, who's a country singer, has a song, and one of the lines in his songs is, you connect a melody with a memory.
Mm.
And so it's just like pizza.
Yeah.
Like, for example, for me, I grew up in West Haven.
Yep.
So I grew up eating Zupardi's on Union Ave. All my sports events ended with Zupardi's. There's a room in the back. And all our events at the end of the season, whether you won, lost, or whatever, you were eating pizza at Zupardi's.
Yeah.
So I've got memories there. Mike's Beach, which is right around the corner from my house.
Yep.
I spent a lot of years at Sally's on Worcester Street, and still to this day go to Pepe's with my family. So those are four places, right?
Yep.
That I have memories that I will never, ever, ever get out of my head. Now, I can't say what's the best.
Right.
You know, there is no best.
Yeah.
That's my point.
And like you said, I get what they're trying to do with the billboards. You know, it did make a splash.
Of course.
So like it
Huge
worked.
Huge success.
Yeah.
Can't deny it.
If you're a marketing agency, you're clapping your hands right now because you're like, wow, what they did, they made an impact. Their goal was obviously to do that. And it worked. And they got New Jersey and New York to talk about it. And they got, you know, it's great for the state of Connecticut. But that's a whole different thing than, like you said, than what's the best pizza. That's a marketing campaign, you know?
Yeah, because like when I was first starting out in my career in IT, I used to go to Manhattan all the time. So I ate at a lot of those slice shops all over Manhattan, all over the five boroughs. And, you know, like I really like New York style pizza.
Yeah.
You know, now I love New Haven style pizza, but I'm not going to be like, oh, ours is the best.
Well, it's always like when people ask me too, like, what's the best, like, what's your favorite pizza place? It's like asking, what's your favorite song? What's your favorite band? Like, right. I like certain things for other reasons. You know, I grew up in Massachusetts, so there was a place in our town. It was called Themis Pizza. Shout out if anyone's watching from Rockland, Massachusetts.
It was
Greek style. Yeah.
I knew that.
But again, Friday nights, that's what we would always get.
Yeah.
It was that. And then as I got a little bit older, Papagino's, which is another chain. No, but it's a regional chain. It's different than
a
Domino's.
You worked there, didn't you?
No, I worked at Pizzeria Uno.
Ah.
See, pizza, my whole life has been various stages of pizza, come to find out. Yeah, Pizzeria Uno was when I was in late high school into college. I waited tables, which was a whole nother experience. But my point is, like, what you ate as a kid, like you said, with the memories, that's what you remember. But you can still appreciate great pizza when you get older and you know, try other places when you travel or wherever you live. But you're right. Like, I like different kinds of pizza for different reasons, too.
Yeah, and that was my whole point of this. And it really wasn't, you know, me versus Connecticut or whatever. Like, you know, that's not the case.
Right.
But it was just like, you know, just another viewpoint.
Because it is kind of nice that we live in Connecticut, and a lot of people think it's the best. Now, that part is kind of nice. If we didn't live in Connecticut, I think I would be – I think I would personally be like, well, no, like, Boston has great – like, if I lived up there, you know? So I get where, like, the New York and New Jersey people are coming from, especially if I lived there and they put up the billboards.
Yeah, the thing now about Connecticut is that we're absolutely spoiled.
Yeah, with the – I mean, I say it about Milford all the time. There's, like – I don't know the exact number. One day I'll drive around and count. There has to be 40 pizza places in Milford. 30 maybe? There's so many pizza places.
Yeah.
I was at a school event for our kids the other night, talking to some of the dads and the parents and stuff. And we were just talking about pizza, naturally.
Of course.
And we were naming all the places. And after like 10 minutes, we were like, we got a lot of pizza places in this area, like around Connecticut. Like, there's so many. It's great. You're right. We're spoiled. We're pizza spoiled.
Yeah, and, you know, I say it all the time, you don't stay in business in Connecticut making pizza if you're not good.
True.
You know, yeah. I will say, you know, once you kind of get out of, I'll call it New Haven, Hartford, lower Fairfield County, you know, it gets a little shaky, a little dicey.
Yeah, even you could admit that if you have bad pizza, you could still tell.
Yeah.
You could tell, but I get the you know, the theory behind it. You know, obviously if you own a pizza place, you're still open, your pizza's probably pretty good, you know.
Yeah, I mean, just a couple of days ago for Parking Lot Pizza, we had an event in Avon.
Oh yeah.
Which is, you know, it's out there.
Yeah, it's a hike.
This place, E&D Pizza Company. Michael, if you're watching this, shout out to you. And the pizza was really good.
Nice.
And this guy, Michael, is a world champion pizza maker. He's made all kinds, you know, he's got all kinds of plaques on the wall, best pizza in Hartford County, so on and so forth. So that's kind of an example of a place that, you know, probably is on the outskirts, but just, I mean, we were there Monday night, and it was kind of nonstop traffic. It's takeout only. You know, that's an exception, but, you know, that's just kind of an example.
That's awesome. And that sort of leads into the Parking Lot Pizza for the summer. It seems like you have to be happy with the turnout at a lot of these Parking Lot Pizzas that you did for the first year doing it.
I am. You know, some were a lot bigger than others. What I found very quickly was, A, don't start in April. And B, everything has to do with the weather.
Yeah, that's so true. It's almost like, you know, I was thinking about it. You can't really, it's almost like you have to look at the forecast and do like a pop-up, you know? Like, oh, it's going to be sunny on Wednesday. We're going to go to X pizza place or whatever it is.
Yeah, but overall, you know, there weren't a lot of people at the event on Monday, but we still had a good time. And I say I'll take quality over quantity anytime.
Definitely, especially for an event like that.
But we've had some events like Tipsy Tomato, which you went to.
Fantastic.
Was crazy. We're actually going to do another one the end of September, I think the 28th or 29th.
Yep.
You know, Granite Beats had a lot of people. We had Werback. I mean, for something that I just started, I'm very happy.
Yeah. Yeah, because at each year that you do it in the summertime, it's going to grow and grow. And there's, like we were just saying, there's so many pizza places that you could hit. With the different parking lots and everything. It's a great concept.
Yeah, and a couple things is I had someone contact me from Midwest. And asked me if they could use my concept.
Oh, really?
Our concept.
From just another state, another part of the country?
Yeah.
The Midwest?
And I'm like, well, I can't stop you. I said, but you know, if you give us credit and use the parking lot pizza theme name, yeah, I would really appreciate it. So that's really cool.
Starting a movement. Maybe that's what happens. There's like all different chapters throughout the country.
You know, you never know, but I want people to know that the whole premise of why I do this is to drive people to pizzerias.
Yeah.
And it's the reason why I have them on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is because those are the slower days for pizzerias.
Right, makes sense.
So I'm not going to, there's people like, well, you should have it on Friday night, Saturday night. No, that would be counter, you know, that doesn't make sense.
And it's twofold because number one, they're already busy, so they kind of don't need it. Number two, the parking.
Right.
On a Friday night, it's going to be jam-packed. There's going to be nowhere for people to park for parking lot pizza.
Well, you know, people always have the better ideas, but they don't do anything. So.
Yeah. No, the way you're doing it's great. You know, like you said, I think you build off it, and I think it's going to be great next year. You start a little later than April. And
yeah, no more Aprils.
But that's great.
I was out there in my snow boots and jacket on in April.
So funny. The next thing I want to hit, someone sent this to me on my group text. I'm on a group text with a bunch of my buddies. And there's this pizza place. Did you see the video that I sent you?
I didn't see it.
Okay, I'm just going to pull it up real quick. If people want to see it, I'm going to share it on the Chard story, the Instagram story. There's this place. So I'll hold it up real quick just to see like that. There's this contest. You've seen this at restaurants before where they, if you finish something in a certain amount of time, but this guy's pizza, they claim it's the biggest slice of pizza in the world.
Wow.
So this one's pepperoni. So you see it there, Frank. This giant slice of pizza. And the place, I want to give the place a shout out. It's Big Mamas and Papas. They're actually in California.
Okay.
They have various locations. It's like a regional chain in Southern California.
Big Mamas and Papas?
Big Mamas and Papas is the name of it. And they're sort of going viral with this video now. But the funny part is, I'm actually, my wife and kids and I, we're going to a wedding in California soon. So I might have to, I don't know if I'm going to do the contest, but I might have to stop by.
But you buy one slice and you feed your whole family.
This huge slice. And look at this video. He's rolling it up. He's rolling the pizza and then he's cutting it. Like there's all strategy to this. And here's the payouts. They pay you out if you can finish it in a certain amount of time. If you can finish the Big Papa's slice in 5 minutes, it's $500. If you can finish it in 10 minutes, it's 200. 15 minutes, it's $100.
Okay.
And they say that it it normally serves 5 to 7 people. So if you go there with like your family or like a little league team or something like that, you get this massive slice. It's really cool. But if you can take it down by yourself, you could get some money eating it. Now, Frank, do you think you could do it?
No.
Not at all? No chance?
No. I know I'm on the heavier side, but I took a look at that pizza, and it looks pretty good, but it's got a lot of cheese.
It looks a little heavy, right?
It's heavy. I'm not a heavy guy. Well, I am heavy, but not heavy for pizza.
See, you joke about that part of it. I actually don't think that that has anything to do with it, because you see some of these eating contest people, and they're like rail thin. It's something weird about your stomach and how you actually – now, the competitive eating is a whole different story. Right. But with this, I don't know. I feel like pizza, you're right. The cheese looks gooey too, which feels like it's hard to eat. I need like a colony pizza that size like a Bar Beats or even like New Haven style because it's so thin. Maybe I can pull that off.
Plus I try to enjoy the taste of it, you know? And again, I realize that that's, you know, it's a marketing thing and you know, here we are. 3,000 miles away and we're talking about it.
Right.
So it works.
They're getting their plugs. Yeah, we were just talking about marketing with the Connecticut stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, it obviously, because I think they had like 20 million views on that video already, which is funny because you've seen that stuff before online. You know, you've seen eating contests and restaurants that do these contests. It's just funny what hits and starts to go viral, something like that.
Speaking of that, maybe people know, but we started... I'll call it getting a little bit more active on TikTok. And we've got several videos, 15, 20,000 views. And for us, that's a lot. So if you don't follow us on TikTok, make sure you do.
Yeah, TikTok, Instagram, all the social. But the TikTok videos are great. Yeah. And, you know, because, you know, I feel like there's all different people who consume our podcast. They might listen on their commute while they're working out, just audio.
Yeah.
Or they're watching the videos on YouTube, the full episodes, like my parents do. Shout out, Mom and Dad. or some people just consume in little clips. You know, they just kind of want those. It's such a dumb term, but the snackable content.
I hate that term. You beat me to it.
It's such like a brainstorming like media term. But it's true, like, especially the younger generation, like, they just want these quick hit clips that they can watch while they're scrolling. So it's awesome that we're putting out more stuff.
Yeah, and I'm glad we're doing that. You know, I knew we were kind of, you know, we started out doing it ourselves, and we, you know, there's only so many things that we could possibly do.
Yeah.
And so we've got someone now who's kind of slicing it down to little chunks.
No pun intended.
You got me.
But yeah, it's great. It's great. So going back to a little bit of local, I checked out, we talked about this a few weeks ago, the new Jimmy's of Beats, how they renovated the inside of it. I've been meaning to go in. I get takeout from there a lot, but I mean to go sit down. And so the family and I, we went, and it looks beautiful inside. I don't know if you've been since they've done it over, but it's really nice what they did with the place.
I haven't been inside. I've heard it's really great. Always a shout out to them. They're really good with the community, especially in and around Milford. Now, the last time I was there, which was probably 3-4 years ago, you know, a lot of times what we'll do is we'll get takeout, and then we'll go down to the beach and eat.
Oh, yeah, that's
which
great.
Which is what we
great
generally
idea
do.
To do in the summer.
But the last time I was there, there was all, I think one of the owners is a big Beatles fan. There was all Beatles memorabilia.
I was just
going
to say that. Because the inside, and I didn't know that going in, and yeah, there's all Beatles stuff, and and they have which, and so the things I do appreciate about it, any place that is that there might be the chance that kids are coming in, the coloring sheets with the crayons is such a, ever since I've had kids, that's a clutch move, and their coloring sheets are Beatles stuff, and it's got the Yellow Submarine, it's got it's awesome.
Yeah.
Now the one critique I will say, there wasn't any Beatles music playing. In the restaurant. And which is, you know, maybe it was just the night that we were there. But it was a Friday night. It was loud because it was packed and there was people in there. But the one thing I would say, put on a little Beatles. Now, I don't know if there's...
Sprinkle it in a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Now, I don't know if there's any, like, rules. You know how they have rules about restaurants and music and licensing. So that might be part of it. Or maybe like a cover guy, maybe acoustic guy playing some Beatles songs on a Friday or Saturday. Like, that might be kind of fun. They have that little outdoor patio. I was craving a little Beatles music. That's that's my only critique of the new Jimmy's.
Well, keep in mind that the Beatles music is about 60 plus years old, so it only probably will resonate with, you know, a certain clientele.
Yeah,
which isn't bad, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say sprinkle a little bit in.
Yeah, yeah. But what they did with the inside, we got to get there sometime and do an episode.
Definitely.
And do one there because they did a great job with this. So I just wanted to shout them out real quick. Again, like we were saying, supporting local pizzerias. You know, if you live in the Milford area, you haven't been yet, definitely go check them out. Real fast, because there's been a couple different pizza events that have happened since the last time we recorded.
Yep.
Let's start with the One Bite Fest. Dave Portnoy, who obviously everyone knows from the One Bite reviews. It's funny how his festival is in line with ours, because they started theirs the same year we did.
Yep.
So we started it in July, the first year we did it. They did it in September. They also had like hurricane style weather the year that they did it.
Poured, I think.
Yeah. So like any interviews that he's done about the festival, it's like the same thing. He's like, oh yeah, we had awful weather the first year, and I'm like, that's the same as we did. The one thing, I don't know if you saw any videos or clips from it.
I did.
It looked a little subdued from prior.
Morte. That's what they say in Italian.
More what?
Dead. Morte.
Morte. Yeah. Did I say it right?
You did. I would have corrected you. Don't worry.
It looked a little subdued. I'm not going to say it looked like a failure. Like, it didn't look bad. You know what I think it is, actually? It's the stage. They didn't have... So last year and the year before, they had like a concert-style stage.
Okay.
Because I think they had bands playing, like legitimate acts. So they had like when you go to Soundside or something like that, or you see the Governor's Ball, you see the stage.
Or Milford Oyster Fest.
Milford Oyster Fest, exactly. Yeah. They make it feel like a big, like a stage really makes it feel like a big event.
Mm-hmm.
The video that I saw of Dave going up to address the crowd, it not to say anything against like local events, but it looked like a local event that you'd see around here that's just like a...
Like a town green
kind like of a town thing. Green type thing. I'm like, with like a cover band. I'm like, what is happening? And there was a lot of people, though, I will say, like in the background. So you did see a lot of people going to the different pizza places.
Yeah.
But the stage, and I think Dave even made fun of it in the clip. He's like, what is happening? Like the guy intro'd him weird. It was a weird video. And the other thing, the thing that looked great there, though, our buddies at Pepe's. I mean,
that oven is amazing.
The oven's amazing. They actually had a... Out of all the videos and clips that came out of that festival, Pepe's came out looking the best because Kevin was there basically like waving the Pepe's flag. And they had a staff of like, it looked like 20 people. They looked big. And Dave went over to their section at one point and they had a, this is really neat, they had a flat screen TV with CCTV of their Yonkers restaurant making the pizzas that were getting brought over to the festival. So they went all out, and they did a great job. So kudos to Kevin and Chris and the whole Pepe's crew.
And I think
crew.
They had a cake, too. I saw Portnoy slicing the cake, like a 100-year anniversary
and
cake.
And it looked like the Pepe's. Yeah, they did. And they saved him on stage. He went up. It was all awkward when he was doing the stage announcement. And then Kevin came out with a T-shirt cannon and was, like, shooting T-shirts. And they, like, saved the day. So Pepe's really kind of came through and saved the One Bite Fest, I think.
Yeah, you know, I don't hide my feelings. You know, I respect Dave Portnoy. I don't particularly care for him. But you know, I saw some videos of the festival, same thing you did. And it looked, I'll call it sparse.
Yeah.
I also get fed all the time prior to it, you know, signing up. And so the tickets were crazy. You know, there was, whenever you post something on social media, you're going to get all the good and you're going to get the bad. You're going to get the people that love it and you're going to get the people that hate it. And I didn't do any calculations, but a majority of people did not have positive things to say about, not the festival, the price. The price points are crazy.
I've explained that to some people that we work with our Pizza Fest, because they're like, oh, this One Bite Fest looks great. And I said, yeah, it is great, but it's a whole different experience because you're paying basically music festival prices.
Yeah.
I think the tickets, I forget the exact amount, but they were probably like $150 or $200 for the base level.
On up, yeah.
And
like
then
five, six,
and then if you
thousand.
Sit at the tasting table, which is like the highest you can get, Dave's like tasting table, that was like $1,200 or something like that, like the super VIP. So that's what you see at Governor's Ball and these big festivals, these big music festivals. When they used to have Soundside, they had that Boston Calling. They have these huge price tickets, and that's what this is set up as. So I wonder if they're going to recalibrate next year and kind of after this year. I know they work with like a third party to set up the festival too. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. But I just wanted to say that Pepe's came out looking great in that.
Yeah, and you know as well as I do, because we're both involved with the Pizza Fest that we put on. You know, it's a lot of work.
Ton of work.
And there's a lot of moving parts. And, you know, everyone is quick and easy to give you advice on what to do right and what to do wrong. But when you're in the midst of it, it's you know,
and it's always
stress.
Good to, you know, I'm a fan of Dave's. You know, I grew up in Boston, and then I love his pizza reviews and stuff. But it's always good to see Connecticut represented there.
Yeah.
So Colony was there with their truck. Sally's actually made a big donation to, so Dave works with Tunnels and Towers, which is a 9/11 foundation in New York.
Yep.
So they made a big donation to that on site, which was like another viral moment that started going around. So the Connecticut representation, Zoo Parties was there as well. They're in one of the videos. So it's always good to see our pizzerias here looking good at another Pizza Fest.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, the other big story that happened real quick was the Guinness World Record. This was everywhere. The big pizza party. The biggest pizza party in the world is probably what it was.
I believe that's correct.
On the New Haven Green. So they had all these people get there. The one question, they did break the record.
Yeah.
I forget the exact number that they broke. It was like 3,000 something, and they had 4,000 maybe?
Yeah, 4,500, I think.
So my question is, so they flew in the Guinness people because they have to come here. And as we know from, at least I know from the radio station stuff, that I work at these radio stations, if you want to do a Guinness World Record, you kind of got to pay Guinness to come in and send representatives and actually do it. It's a huge production. So kudos to them for doing that. But how do they track it? So they said you have to have two slices of pizza. Was there a Guinness person walking around the green, like every 4,000 of all 4,000 people, like, where's your second slice? And then how awkward would that be if they were like, wait, hold on, we're about to break it, but this kid doesn't have a second slice.
Yeah, I don't really know. You know, I know that I was asked to look into it 3-4 years ago for the town city that I live in.
Yeah.
And first of all, it was super crazy expensive.
Yeah.
It was like $40,000 minimum just to even for them to talk to you.
Well, it's probably how the Guinness World Record people stay in business.
Yeah.
People breaking records and them charging.
But where I was going was, you know, I'm pretty sure they pre-sold tickets.
Yep.
And so they probably took like the group of people that bought tickets and they validated the people when they got there. So they probably did a checks and balance. And that would be probably the only way, unless you'd have a lot of people and some kind of gating system. But
Yeah, it was cool. Now, going back to the eating restaurant with the giant slice of pizza, I would like to see... The pizza party is one thing. You're just getting people to buy tickets and show up. You're just going to get enough people. I would like to see an eating Guinness World Record. What is the Guinness World Record for the amount of pizza slices eating? And I'm going to try to find that out. And can we get somebody to break that?
Individual or...
Individual. Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. Like, so a group of people, like how many pizzas can they eat? Or I'm sure there's multiple if we look it up. Like the biggest pizza ever eaten, that's probably one. The various pizza records would be interesting to see.
Or how many people can make pizzas at one time. I mean, you know, it gets crazy.
Oh, that would be a good one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, people. All right, we got some ideas.
All
right.
It's all good.
We'll see if we can put something together maybe in the future. All right, that does it for episode 40. This was 43, right? Yeah, 43. 43. There you go. All right, we'll see you next time in a couple weeks. And remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.